我们读新约圣经加拉太书第四章。
Let's read the Galatians chapter 4.
新约圣经加拉太书第四章。
Galatians in the New Testament chapter 4.
我想我们还是男生和女生，我们轮流来念。
We'll alternate between brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节，我们弟兄先来。
Let's start with the brother.
第一节，我说，那承受产业的，虽是产业的主人，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下也是如此，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴。现在你们然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。你们知道我头一次传福音给你们，是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我，如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯给我，也都情愿。这是我可以给你们做见证的。如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。在善事上常用热心待人，原是好的，却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里，现今在你们那里改换口气，因我为你们心里作难。你们这情愿在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法上记着，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，是使女生的，一个是自主之妇人生的。然而那使女所生的是按血气生的，那自主妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指着亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类，因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的。但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母，因为经上记着，不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐，未曾经过产难的你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。弟兄们， 凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。当时那血气生的逼迫了那按照圣生的，现在也这样。然而经上是怎么说的呢？是说把使女和儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主妇人的儿子一同承受产业。弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们心里何等的欢喜。
Heavenly Father, our hearts rejoice.
因为你乐意把你自己的心意向我们打开。
You love to open your will to us.
你是何等的爱了我们。
You have loved us.
愿早晨我们每一个你的儿女再一次在这里享受你自己的爱。
All the children this morning will enjoy your love.
愿你借着圣灵把那个安慰的话再说在我们每一个人的心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, speak the comfortable words to us.
我们愿在这里来遇见你。
We want to meet you here.
我们愿意在这里享受你的同在。
We want to enjoy your presence here.
我们愿意被带进与你更亲密的交通。
We want to be in a closer fellowship with you.
让你成为我们里面的宝足。
So you can become our fullness.
成为我们里面喜乐的泉源。
Becomes our fountain of joy.
我们的眼目都定睛在你的身上。
We focus on you.
早晨我们求助你借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
Through the Holy Spirit, open your words to us.
若不是你来开启我们，
Unless you open us.
人的话不能够帮助我们。
Man's words cannot help us.
主啊，我们求助你这样的来怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
借着你的同在充满在你教会的里面。
Feel your presence in the church.
主啊，让我们在这里，因为我们心里都得着饱足。
Through you that we are satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
阿门。我们最近这段时间和弟兄姊妹一同在交通到加拉太书。
I have been fellowshipping the book of Galatians.
这卷书特别讲到神的福音。
This book talks about God's gospel.
但是它特别说到是基督的福音。
It is the gospel of Christ.
难道基督的福音和神的福音不一样吗？
Is gospel of Christ different than gospel of God?
难道这是两种不同的福音吗？
Are these two different gospels?
这是同一个福音。
This is the same gospel.
因为在这里面他告诉我们，特别在第一章，他说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Especially in John, he said that God is willing to reveal His Son in.
所以这里面给我们看见基督因不是别的，就是神的儿子。
The gospel of Christ is His Son.
不过这里面和罗马书讲到那个神的儿子，讲到那个福音的时候，那个角度有点的不同。
The aspect that he talked about gospel is different than in the book of Romans.
在这个罗马书里面特别讲到真理的一面。
In the book of Romans, he talks about the aspect of truth.
特别从道理的一面给我们看见这一个荣耀的福音。
From the reasoning, he shows us what is gospel.
但是加拉太书就特别从经历的一面给我们看见到底这个福音是怎样的福音。
In the book of Galatians, he shows us through the experience what is gospel.
所以这里面他特别给我们说到启示。
Here he tells us the revelation.
是神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
God is willing to reveal His Son in us.
不仅神乐意儿子启示在我们里面。
God is pleased to reveal His Son.
我们读到第二的时候，我们特别看见这位神的儿子还要活在我们每一个信主人的心中。
The Son of God will live in everyone who believes in Him.
我们大家最熟的一节圣经，二章二十节，说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
In chapter 2, verse 20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音。
This is the gospel.
这个福音太奇妙了。
This is so wonderful.
这个福音太大了。
It's so grand.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们蒙恩得救以后，你觉着过基督徒的生活容易不容易？
After we are saved, is it easy to live the Christian life?
当然，我们在得救之前，很多的时候，我们认为说成为一个基督徒是一个很痛苦的事情。
Before we were saved, we thought we would suffer a lot of becoming.
有些朋友他们说他们愿意信主，但是不愿意受浸。
Some friends, they are willing to believe they don't want to be baptized. 因为
想说受浸以后，那就该做地狱之子了。
They think that after they're baptized, they are son of hell.
那是何等痛苦的一种生活呢？
It's so suffering.
看看你们每天早晨，这个礼拜天早晨不能够睡觉，要这样爬起来来聚会。
Every Sunday, they cannot sleep in, they have to come to church.
你们还要做很多很多的事情。
You have to do a lot.
要受很多很多的约束。
You are bound by many things.
但我们今天蒙恩得救了。
But today we are saved.
我们今天信主了。
We believe in Christ.
我们成为神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得过基督徒的生活是难的呢，还是很痛苦的？
Is it suffering or difficult to live a Christian life?
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们所有的软弱、失败、痛苦。
Or our weakness, failure, and suffering.
是因为我们对福音不够了解，不够认识。
It's all because we did not understand the gospel.
我们没有在什么面前看见这个福音到底是什么样的。
We did not see what is gospel.
我们可能只了解了福音一个部分。
We only the parts of the gospel.
我们了解到基督为我们在十字架上死了。
We know Christ had crucified on cross for us.
他为我们流出了宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
所以今天我们借着主的宝血就得称为义了。
Through his precious blood, we are justified.
主的宝血就洗净了我们一切的过犯。
All our sin had been cleansed.
所以我们觉得这是太大的福音。
This gospel is so grand.
所以我们在神的面前，我们不再受永远的审判。
We are not judged to eternity.
我们不必再死了。
We don't need to die again.
我们这个是因着他活着，我们也活着。
Because he lives, we will live.
我们和他一同活到永永远远。
We will live with him to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太大的福音。
This is a gospel is so grand.
但是这个福音只是这个我们所说的，只是整个福音的一个部分而已。
This is only part of the gospel.
因为我们的主在十字架上不仅为我们流出了宝血。
Jesus Christ had not only shed his blood.
他在十字架上更把我们旧人和他一同的死在十字架上。
On the cross, our old self had been crucified with him.
弟兄姊妹，这是更大的福音。
This is even grander.
换句话说，他今天替我们活。
In other words, he lived for us.
因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we have been crucified with him.
是今天基督成了我们的生命。
Christ had become our life.
弟兄姊妹，如果基督成为我们的生命，
If Christ is our life,
你发现我们的生活就完全的不一样。
Then our lives will be different.
我们的生活之所以活得很辛苦，
If our life is difficult,
活得非常的艰难，
is suffering,
是因为我们一直觉得我们应该活。
Because we think we should live.
我们觉得主应该加给我们恩典，
Christ should give us gifts.
给我们力量，
give us strength.
给我们大能，
Give us power.
让我们在这个旧人里面好好的活，
so in our old self we can live.
让我们这个旧人活得跟原来不一样，
The old self will differently.
让我们这个旧人活到一个地步能够属灵了，
The old self will become spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的是神的福音，
If we truly know what is gospel,
神从来不祝福我们这个旧人，
God will never bless the old self.
神给我们这个旧人只有一样的东西。
God only gives the old self one thing.
我说弟兄姊妹听了很多次到了，我说知道不知道神给这个旧人什么东西？
Do you know what God has given the old self?
什么东西？什么？
Death.
Death 啊，十字架，对，只把十字架给他。
God gave the cross to the old self.
就是要把他钉死在十字架上。
It's crucified the old self on cross.
弟兄姊妹，不要梦想有一天神会叫我们这个旧人属灵。
Don't dream that God will make the old self spiritual.
不要想说神有一天会把他丰富的恩典倒在我们这个旧人的身上。
Don't think that God will pour the abundant grace on this old self.
我们要认识神的福音。
We have to know the gospel.
主说你们必有真理。
God said you will know the truth.
真理必叫你们得以自由。
The truth will set you free.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救了，你觉得你的生活自由不自由呢？
Today we are saved by grace. Are you free?
你真的从那些痛苦的捆绑中得以自由了吗？
Are you free from all the suffering?
你想想你回到家里去生活的时候，你觉得是一种喜乐呢，还是觉得一种的捆绑呢？
When you go home, do you think that you are bound by the daily living?
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想，我们的生活是在痛苦之中度过的呢，还是在释放、在荣耀、在喜乐中度过的呢？
Do you live in the bondage or do you live in the joy and the freedom?
弟兄姊妹，加拉太书对我们来讲太宝贵了。
Galatians is so precious to us.
他告诉我们说，神不仅乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
God is not only pleased to reveal His Son in us.
今天神的儿子更活在我们的里面。
Today His Son lives within us.
我们的难处是不让神的儿子活。
Our difficulty is not to allow him
to live. 我们自己要活。
We want to live ourselves.
所以你就看见我们活的一生还是一生的叹息。
So we still live in sigh.
我们得救之前，我们知道我们的生命是一生的叹息。
Before we are saved, we know our life.
难道我们蒙恩得救了以后，我们的生命还是一生的叹息吗？
After we are saved, do our life
still like a sigh? 如果我们进入到神的家里有点服侍的话，你就发现不光是一生的叹息，很多的时候是很多生的叹息。
If you serve in the house of God, there are many sighs.
你发现那个捆绑、那个痛苦更多。
The bondage and suffering is more.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要认识什么是神的福音。
We have to know what is the gospel.
神的福音不仅是神把他的儿子启示在我们里面。
The gospel of God, He revealed His Son in us.
更是神的儿子今天成了我们的生命。
His Son has become our life.
今天是基督活在我们的里面。
Today Christ lives within us.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音。
This is gospel.
那么这个基督活在我们里面，他生活在什么样范围里呢？
When Christ lives within us, what kind of surrounding living?
每一个生命都有生一个范围。
There's a bondage, a boundary for
each life. 鱼就生活在水里就特别自由。
The fish lives in the water freely.
我们人就生活在空气里就很自由。
Man needs to live in the air freely.
基督的生命在哪里才自由呢？
How about the life of in our own self is not free.
在情欲肉体里就不自由。
In lust and flesh is not
free. 在世界里就不自由。
In the world he is not free.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才唱了一首诗歌，叫做《基督是荣耀的释放者》。
We have sung the hymn that Christ is the glorious.
他今天释放我们。
He has freed us.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命今天是个自由的生命。
This life is a deliverance life.
但这个自由是在哪里的自由呢？
Where the freedom come from?
这个自由乃是在圣灵的里面。
This freedom is in Holy Spirit.
你发现我们凭着信心活在圣灵里的时候，这一个生命活。
By faith in when we are Holy Spirit, this life will live.
这个生命它就吞灭死亡。
It will swallow death.
它就让我们的生命。就不再是一生的叹息。
Our life is no longer a sigh.
我们的生命是充满了平安，充满了喜乐。
Our life is filled with joy and peace.
不仅如此，这个生命它还在那里长大。
Not only so, this life will grow.
生命总是要长大的。
Life should grow.
所以我们读到第四章，就今天我们所读的，你就看见这个生命长大到一个地步。
When we read chapter 4, this life has grown to a point.
就是基督成形在我们的里面。
Christ is forming us.
所以你看见神的救恩吗？
Do you see the salvation of God?
你看见这是这个福音吗？
Do you see this is gospel?
基督启示在我们里面。
Christ is revealed in us.
基督活在我们里面。
Christ lived in us.
基督成形在我们里面。
Christ is forming us.
所以你就看见这里面使我们身上有个心愿。
So God has a will in us.
帮我们的生命能够长大成熟。
He would like to be mature and
到了一个地步哈，是能够承受儿子的名分。
To the point that we can receive the adoption of sons.
所以在第四章里有一个重点。
There's a point in the chapter 4.
就是得着儿子的名分。
To receive the adoption of sons.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
刚才我们弟兄已经给我们讲了，作为一个父亲来讲
，Our brother has shared as a father.
作为一个父亲，总是盼望自己的儿女能够长大。
He wants his children to grow.
那么在以色列人他们的传统的里面
，In the tradition, Jewish tradition,
当他们有了儿子以后
，When they have a son,
但是在儿子还没有长大的时候
，Before the son had grown up,
他被放在师傅和管家的手下。
They are under the guardians and managers.
而不像今天，中国许多的咱们做父母的都放在自己的手里面。
Not like today in China,
we control our child. 我们不敢管教儿女。
We dare not to discipline them.
我们要讨儿女的悦。
We want to please our children.
有的时候，儿女在家里成了做王的。
Sometimes the children become king.
儿女说往哪里去，我们就往哪里，我们就往哪里去。
They dictate where we go.
儿女说几点起床，我们就几点起床。
They tell us when to grow up.
儿女说几点去聚会，我们就几点去聚会。
They tell us when to go to church.
但是在以色列人中间不是这样。
But not among the Israelites.
而在这些犹太人中间，他们的儿女生下来的时候，不是在自己手里呀。
When the sons are born to the Jewish people,
他们相信说神带他们的儿女比自己带儿女更加智慧。
They think God will have wisdom to teach
them. 他们敢把他们非常这个放心的把儿女交给师傅和管家。
They are willing to give their children to the guardians.
这些师傅和管家是管谁的呢
？Who do the guardians and managers control?
他们是管奴隶的。
They control the slaves.
他们把自己的儿女放在这些师傅和管家的手下。
They place their children under the guardians and managers.
所以在那个时候，你到那他的这个师傅管家那里去的话，你看不出哪一个是儿子，哪一个是奴隶。
You couldn't tell under the guardians and managers who is the
child. 这里说与奴仆毫无分别。
There's no difference among the slaves.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为父亲有个心愿。
Because the father has a will.
以色列人他们做父亲的有个心愿。
The Israelite fathers has a will.
就有一天自己的儿子长大以后。
One day their son has grown up.
就到了16岁的时候。
When they reach 16.
就可以承受他所有的产业。
They can receive all the inheritance.
他盼望他的儿子不是到了56岁才承受产业。
It's not till 56 that he can.
他盼望他的儿子在16岁的时候就可以承受父亲的产业。
He wants the son to be 16 to inherit.
如果一个儿子要16岁就能够承受父亲的产业的话
，If the 16-year-old son needs to inherit the inheritance,
这个儿子他在他小的时候就不能够与奴仆有分别。
This son has no difference when they were young.
一个以色列人，他父亲是有智慧的。
The Israelite father has.
因为他们盼望他们孩子16岁的时候还像 baby 一样。
They don't want the son to be 16 and still be a baby.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说，在以色列人中间，他们在神面前有这样的信心。
In the Israelites, they have this faith before God.
他们敢把儿女放在师傅和管家的手下。
They are daring to place the son under.
到了一个地步，甚至与奴仆毫无分别。
To the point that they are not different than the slaves.
因为他们要等候父亲的时候来到。
Because they want to wait till the date of the father.
到了16岁的时候。
Till 16.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们的儿女到了16岁的时候是什么样的光景。
I don't know what condition is our sons when
they're 16. 我们今天有的到了16岁，连一个煎蛋都不会的。
Some they don't even know how to cook an egg.
甚至连衣服放哪都不会的。
They don't know how to organize their clothes.
我去过有的家庭，16岁的衣服都是在床底下的。
I see some family the clothes are under the
bed. 我不知道这样16岁的孩子能不能承受父亲所有的产业。
I don't know this 16-year-old can inheritance from the father.
我们感谢主，以色列人做父亲的能够我们的天父吗
？Can Israelite father compare to a heavenly father?
我们的天父那是何等的智慧呢
？Our heavenly father has such wisdom.
我们蒙恩得救了。
When we are saved.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上有一个心愿。
God has a will in us.
他盼望我们能够长大。
They want us to grow.
长大到一个地步。
To mature to a point.
我们能够得着儿子的名分。
We can receive the adoptions of sons.
以色列人做父亲的儿子不到16岁，不称他为儿子。
The Israelite sons cannot be called sons.
虽然在地位上他是将来管理权业的主人。
Even though they are the owner of everything.
但是只有到了16岁，他才能够承受儿子的名分。
Only when they reach 16, they can receive the adoptions of sons.
到了16岁，他们要有一个很大的一个庆祝，来庆祝他的儿子长大成熟了。
They will have a great celebration to celebrate that the son.
他的儿子现在可以承受父亲的产业了。
His son can inherit.
给父亲正式的把他的名字赐给他。
Now formally the give the name.
他现在得住了儿子份。
Now he has the sonship.
他不仅得住了儿子的地位。
Not only he has the position of son.
他更得住了儿子的名分。
He also received the sonship.
他实际的享受儿子的权利。
He can truly enjoy the right as a son.
这里面给我们看见我们的父亲，我们的父神何等巴望我们能够长大。
Here we see the heavenly one, Father wants us to grow.
所以你看，在人类历史里面，他让人从律法底下能够被赎出来。
In the history that we see that we are redeemed from the law.
让人因着基督的缘故，今天都成为儿子。
By Christ that we are all sons.
而且差遣神儿子的灵进入到我们的里面。
He even sent forth the spirit of his son to enter our hearts.
叫阿爸父。
Crying Abba Father.
让我们因着这一个。儿子的名分
By this sonship,
让我们成为神的后嗣
we are heir to his,
能够彰显父亲的荣耀
to we can manifest
能够管理父亲所有的产业
to control all his
彰显父亲的权能
to manage his power
弟兄姊妹你发现父亲在我们身上是何等的这个巴不得我们能够一直的在主的里面长大。
We see that Heavenly Father really wants us to grow in the Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是这一章的重点。
This is the key.
就是让我们能够得着儿子的名分。
So that we can receive the sonship.
我们读圣经，我们看见这里特别讲到我们的主来到地上。
We see that our Christ came to earth.
他为我们挂在十字架上。
He was hung on the cross for us.
他这里特别说到他为我们死，为我们复活的原因是什么
？He tells us why he, the reason why he died.
他没有提说要赦免我们的罪。
He did not mention that he will cleanse our sins.
他也没有说到其他的福分。
He did not talk about other blessings.
他只说到要使我们得着儿子的名分。
He only spoke that we will receive the adoptions of sons.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不追求生命的长大
，If we do not pursue the growth of our lives,
你发现我们就亏欠了这一个救恩的目的。
Then we will fall short of all this.
这个主为我们成就的这个救恩，就让我们能够成为一般得着儿子名分的人。
The purpose of salvation so that we can receive the adoption of sons.
我们看见圣灵在我们一直做工，也是这一个目的。
The Holy Spirit works on us.
读到第三章，你发现说那里讲到圣灵要一直带我们，有一天要我们承受产业。
In the Holy Spirit leads us so that we can inherit the
heir. 如果真的神儿子的灵进到我们的里面
，If the spirit of His Son enters.
罗马书第八章说，就是我们这些可以说作为出手圣灵出手果子的，我们这些有圣灵出手果子的人，我们自己里面也是在那里叹息。
In chapter Roman chapter 8 tells us that we are just like the.
如果神的儿子灵真的是进到我们的里面
，If the spirit of the Son has entered,
这个灵在我们里面有一个叹息
，The spirit has sighed.
让我们盼望有一天得着儿子的名分
，One day we will receive the sonship.
那里特别告诉，就是我们的身体得俗
，Tells us that our body will.
告诉我们说，是主再来的时候。我们的身体得俗的时候，我们那个时候就得着儿子的名分。
When he come again, our body redeemed, then that's the time we receive the sonship.
我们今天有一个责任。
We have this responsibility today.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们被主还摆在这个地上。
We are still on earth.
主没有把我们马上就接去。
He did not receive us.
我们在这地上，我们有一个非常重要的责任。
We have a major responsibility
就是要追求生命的长大
We need to pursue the growth of our lives
我们里面有一个感觉
We have this feeling
如果我们摸一摸神儿子的灵这个灵在里面要在里面要跟你叹息
We see that the spirit of his son is sighing in us
他里面感觉说我们生命不够成熟
He see that our life is not mature
我们的生命不够长大
Our life has not grown
他在里面要在催促我们
He's urging us to grow.
来追求生命的成熟，生命的长大。
To pursue the growth of our lives, maturity of our lives.
但你发现有许多做孩子的不愿意长大。
You see that many children do not want to grow up.
我不知道你有没有问过你自己的孩子。
I don't know, have you asked your own children?
我记得有的时候我问我的孩子。
Sometimes I ask my own.
你要不要长大？
Do you want to grow up?
他们说不想长大。
I don't really want to.
因为长大太麻烦了。
Because there's too much trouble to grow up.
长大有什么麻烦呢？
What's the trouble?
说长大了得去挣钱。
Then you have to earn, make money.
长大了得收拾家里。
You have to clean the house.
长大了得洗衣服。
You have to wash my clothes.
长大了还得养孩子。
You have to raise children.
所以我不想长大。
I don't really want to grow up.
长大太麻烦了。
Grow up is too much.
长大的事情太多了。
There are so many things to when you grow up.
那我就跟他讲。
Then I tell him.
我说告诉你。
I'll tell you.
不长大更麻烦。
It is more trouble if you don't grow up.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过不长大更麻烦？
Have you thought about that?
我们看见小孩子有的时候现在这个他们排主日学
They have scheduled me to in the Sunday school
所以我有机会看看孩子们到底他们在干什么
So I can see what are the children doing
你就发现小孩子哈就缺少智慧
The children lack wisdom
他们不知道怎样用言语彼此的交往
They don't know how to use words to fellowship with each
other 小孩子很容易动怒的
They get angry very easily.
哦，你不小心一个人就哭起来了。
If you're not careful, one will cry.
另外一个就跟你说，老师，我这一辈子不要和他再玩了。
Then the other will tell you that I won't play with this person.
他一辈子
for the rest of his life.
Forever.
Forever.
The whole life.
For all his life.
这一生都不跟他再玩了。
He will not play with this person.
你这等了不到两秒钟，他跟他又好起来了。
After 2 seconds, he'll play with him again.
小孩子难处很大。
The more difficult as the children.
小孩子常来吵来吵去的。
They will argue a lot.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得做小孩子舒服吗？
Is it comfortable to be a children?
如果我们真的甘心乐意做小孩子，
willing to be a child,
不愿意在基督里长大，
you're not willing to grow in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你在基督里就常常你就看你们这个家常常争吵。
Then you will have a lot of argument in your family.
因为我们不知道怎样用言语彼此的交往。
Because we don't know how to use words. 小
孩子是缺少智慧的。
The children lack wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为做小孩子很舒服。
Don't think it's comfortable to be children.
很多的家庭就因着夫妻两个人都愿意做小孩子，最后只好分开了。
Many families that the spouses are just want to be children, then they separate.
弟兄姊妹，做小孩子不是一件好玩的事情。
It's not fun.
做小孩子不仅没有缺少智慧
They even lack wisdom
做小孩子常常缺少分辨
They lack discernment
弟兄姊妹我们处在这样一个邪恶淫乱的时代
In this lustful evil generation
就是在这个基督教里面也是各种各样异教之风在那里刮来刮去
In the Christian there are so many heretics
弟兄姊妹我们在这里聚会到底为了什么
Why are we meeting here?
有一个异教之风来了，我们就跟着就到了。
When the wind of heresy is blown, then we are following.
有一个什么样的一种的想法，就把我们给掳去了。
A different thinking will capture us.
让我们不能够好好的在神的家中，在那里安息，在那里好好的服侍。
We cannot have rest or serve in the God's household.
小孩子缺少分辨的能力。
Children lack discernment.
我们这一次回去，我特别是回到。这个老家
When I went back to China to my old hometown
就这次回老家他们是给奶奶做九十几岁的这个生日
They celebrate 90 some year old year grandma's birthday
是我的奶奶
My grandma
我的奶奶九十几岁所以他们就说全家差不多能去的三十几个要一起做生日
My grandma is over 90 so they want to celebrate altogether
这个里面亲戚太多了名字常常叫错
I have so many relatives I named them wrong
那么当然有许许多多的这个管我叫这个大爷的
大什么
就是这个 uncle
uncle they call me uncle
那么你知道你做大爷的话你总是要给礼物的
if I'm the uncle then I have to give gifts
人家不能白白管你叫大爷对不对
they can't just freely call you uncle
那么我就这个我这个太太她就这个买了很多这个就是美国的这种的维他命。
So my wife brought some vitamins.
这些维他命呢，都是糖果型的，就是是可以嚼的 ，chewable 的。
These vitamins are chewable candy.
所以呢，叫大爷的话就给一瓶这个。
You call me uncle, I'll give you a bottle.
维他命，那么维他命呢，盼望他们能够身体健壮。
So they will be healthy.
而且嘱咐他们。一天只能吃两颗。
I tell them you can only take two tablets a day.
但是你知道他们真的是这个吃两颗以后发现太好吃了。
They thought it tastes so good.
那么他们就找妈咪说：“妈咪，妈咪，在，因为他们自己打不开的，因为那个是算是一种营养品，所以那个盖子是保险的，所以他们打不开，妈咪去打。”
Because the cap is a childproof cap, so they asked their mother to open it.
那么他们的妈妈说：“这个一次。”吃一天只能吃两粒的。
Their moms don't know that they could only take two tablets a day.
但是你这小孩子他们就去找 uncle 去了。
So the child went to the uncles.
不仅有大爷，还有二爷，还有三爷，好多爷呢。
There are so many uncles.
所以他们找到一个爷，他们就说：“几爷，你就帮我打开。”那当然打开，都到爷了还不打开吗
？So the uncles will open the cap for them.
所以你说本来我是盼望他身体好的。
I thought I want to get a healthy body.But I ruined their life.
过了不多久，发现半瓶子要下去了。
They swallowed the half bottles.
弟兄姊妹，你发现今年许多神的儿女也是一样。
Today, many child of God is the same.
到父亲面前去求的时候，父亲不给那个盖子打开的。
When they plead to the Lord,
God did not open the cap. 但是他们到父亲以外去寻求帮助。
But they seek help other than from God.
今年许多神的儿女因着缺少分辨。在基督以外去寻求帮助。
Many children of God discernment, so they seek help.
在基督以外去寻求快乐。
Outside of Christ, they seek joy.
有的被罪恶捆绑。
They are by sin.
有的被世界网罗。
They are captured by the world.
有的落在许多的那种无知有害的私欲的里面。
They are lost in the.
用许多的愁苦把自己给刺透了。
They are ruined their life.
弟兄姊妹，做小孩子不舒服。
It's not comfortable to be children.
做小孩子难处是很多的。
There are so many difficulties to be a children.
做小孩子难得侍奉弟兄姊妹。
It's hard to serve as a child.
做小孩子不会侍奉的。
They do not know how to serve.
你知道这些，因为你知道再回去以后，这个辈儿啊，这个就是 generation， 有的时候你知道这个差的很多。
When you go back, there are so many generations there.
管我叫哥哥的。
When someone called me brother,
比我儿子大不了多少岁。
They are now a few years older than my son.
你知道在农村呢，吃饭都按照年龄的。
When we eat in the farm, they
countryside.
Countryside.
那么这个我儿子和这些他找叔叔的放在一起。
So my son eat with his uncles.
那么这些都孩子，你知道吗
？All these are just kids.
儿子管他们叫叔叔，但他们都是小孩子。
Even though my son called them uncles, they are kids.
你知道在这个农村熬出那个粥是真的很好吃。
In the countryside, they can cook congee really well.
我儿子吃了以后说：“这粥真好吃。
”My son loved it.
在美国吃不到的。
They cannot find it in America.
哇，这些 uncle 就喜欢吃粥，是不是
？So the uncle says, "You like congee?"
他刚吃完一勺就快上来。
After he finished one, then they'll fill him up again.
刚吃完又是一勺，又快上来。
And then he finished, and then he'll fill them again.
那天晚上，我儿子拉着我说 ，Daddy， 以后我再也不吃 porridge， 我再也不吃粥了。
So my son told me that he'll never eat porridge.
太可怕了。
It's so horrible.
今天把粥吃饱了。
I have filled with porridge.
吃够了。
I'm full.
弟兄姊妹，做小孩子在神的家中，你发现我们在服侍的时候，我们常常不知道怎样的服侍。
When we serve as a child, we don't know how to.
我们热心是有余的。
We have zeal.
我们不知道那个分寸。
But we cannot know what to do.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得小孩子真的好吗
？Is it really good to be a child?
你真的觉得甘心乐意？像那个说，有人就情愿留在这些迷惑、这些充满了这恐惧的这些地方呢？
Are people willing to be stay in the stage that has horror and?
这些地方真的舒服吗
？Is it really comfortable?
整天充满了惧怕。
They are in fear.
整天充满了恐惧。
They are in horror.
整天充满了痛苦。
They are suffering.
弟兄姊妹，这样的地狱，这样的境遇，你愿意待吗
？Are you willing to stay in this?
还是你愿意到更高之处
？Are you willing to reach the higher ground?
弟兄姊妹。父亲为什么要让我们长大呢
？Why our father wants us to grow？
难道是让我们受苦吗
？Is it for us to suffer？
父亲让儿女长大，乃是让儿女得福。
Father wants us to grow so that we can receive the blessing。
弟兄姊妹，做小孩子，你发现 不能够体会父亲的心意。
As a child, we cannot consider what is the will of God.
总是想到自己的事情。
We can only think of what.
我们要请孩子们做一件事情。
When we ask our children to do one thing.
我发现他们记得很清楚。
They remember clearly.
他们为父母做的事情，可以说是斤斤计较。
They calculate very carefully what they have done.
我做过这个，做过这个，我做过这个。
I have done this and that.
那当然，对于别人得罪自己的事，也是记得清清楚楚。
If somebody had did something wrong to them, they would remember.
小孩子所记得清楚的是这些事情。
The children would remember all these very clearly.
父亲和母亲所要做的事情。
What the parents need to do.
父亲的心意他们一点都不关心。
They don't care about the will of God.
他们所关心的就是谁得罪我多少次。
They only care who has ruined me.
你还记得彼得吗？
Do you remember Peter?
彼得他记别人得罪他的次数非常的清楚。
Peter clearly remembered how many people had spoken against him.
弟兄姊妹，一个做小孩子的是非常会计算的。
If, as the children, they know how to calculate.
是常常计算的。
They calculate constantly.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够做小孩子。
We cannot be like children.
我就有的弟兄姊妹跟我讲，你怎么做小孩子？这是你说的。
You told me that we cannot be children.
主不是这么说的。
But the Lord did not say that.
主说你们若不回转，像小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
But the Lord says that if you don't convert. Become like children, then you cannot enter in the kingdom.
刚才讲这个所有的道，一笔勾销。
That cancel out what I have said.
主说，你们若不回转，像小孩子的样式。
The Lord says, if you don't convert, become like children.
就不能够承受神的果。
You cannot enter into the
kingdom. 你就不能得着儿子的名分。
You cannot receive the sonship.
奇怪哈。
Why?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细的去读圣经，
If we read the Bible clearly,
如果我们读圣经的时候不是断章取义的话，
If we read within the context,
所有这些讲到要回转像小孩子的样式的，把它找在一起，
All the scriptures that mention that you need to convert it,
虽然出现了多次，
my children, it has appeared.
下文只有两种情形。
There's only two conditions in the context.
一种情形是门徒在那里问主说：“主啊，天国里谁是最大的？”
Once when the disciple asked the Lord, "Who is the greatest in the heaven?"
你说为什么吗
？Why?
你说为什么那个时候主说你们要回转像小孩子的样式吗？
Why the Lord said that you need to convert and become like children?
因为那个时候他们明明是孩子，却觉得自己已经长大了。
Because at that time they are children, but they think they are grown.
他们明明在那里嫉妒纷争。
They are jealous.
他们那里争出谁坐在主耶稣的左边，谁坐在主耶稣的右边。
They are arguing who should sit at the right side.
他们在属灵里面明明是做婴孩的。
In the spirit, they are children.
但在他们的感觉里面，他们是长大成熟的一般人。
But they feel that they are mature and grown.
他们每个人都觉得自己在天国里是最大的。
They all think they are the greatest one in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，如果他们真的觉得自己是一个小孩子的话，
If they truly are a children,
他们不会问说天国里谁是最大的。
They will not ask the question that who is the greatest.
他可能会问在天国里谁是最小的。
They will ask who is the smallest.
弟兄姊妹，当神的儿女自己以为长大的时候，
When the children of God think them,
却实际还是活在婴孩的阶段的时候，主就对我们说：“你若不回转像小孩子，你断不得进天国。
You will not enter into the kingdom of God.
为什么
？Why？
因为一个不回转像小孩子的人
，If one did not convert himself.
他不知道自己生命是需要被改变的。
He will not know that his life needs to change.
他不知道自己的生命是需要长大的。
He will not know his life needs to grow.
他觉着在整个当中里面，别人是需要长大的。
He will think that all the saints in the
gospel. 只有我是不需要长大的。
Only me, I don't need to grow.
因为我问主说谁是最大的
？Because I ask the Lord who is the greatest.
当然我是最大的。
Of course, I am the greatest.
我一定坐在左边的。
Of course, I sit on the left.
若不坐在右边，一定坐在左边。
If I don't right, I shall sit on the left.
弟兄姊妹，对这样的门徒，主说你们若不回转像小孩子的样式，你们的生命怎么长大呢
？To the disciples. The Lord says you need to convert to be like children. Otherwise, if your life did not grow, how can you receive the
sunshine?
How can you enter into the kingdom of God? This is one
aspect.
One condition.
还有一个情形。
The other condition.
就是当有人把他们的小孩抱来的时候，要让主耶稣祝福，对不对？
When others bring their children to be blessed by the
Lord. 这些门徒说什么？
The disciples said.
这些门徒说太好了，主耶稣要祝福你们，是不是这样讲？
Did the disciples say good?
赶紧到主耶稣面前来。
Come to the Lord.
我们把你们介绍到主耶稣面前来。
I will introduce you the Lord to you.
他们说什么？
What did they say?
圣经让他们责备他们。
The disciple rebuked those people.
他们责备这些抱子的人。
They rebuked those people who brought their children.
弟兄姊妹，谁是有胆量责人的人？
Who is daring rebuke?
小孩子有的时候也责备我们的。
Sometimes the children rebuke us.
哦，家里边看有小孩有胆量责备我们。
We see some children have daring to rebuke us.
因为那个时候，他觉得他长大了。
At that time, he thinks that he has grown.
只有觉得自己是长大的人。才整天在那里去责备别人。
Only who he who thinks that he has grown that he has.
主对这样的人说：“你若不回转，像小孩子，断不得进天国。”
The Lord will tell you that you need to convert to be like children. Then you will enter
the kingdom of God. 神儿女中间有两种的小孩子。
There are two types of children.
有一种的小孩子是甘愿做小孩子。
There's one type that they are willing to be.
哎，神没拣选我。
The Lord did not choose me.
都拣选别人了。
They had, others had.
我这一辈子能够到天堂门口，别说坐左边坐右边，能扫地就很好了。
If I can sweep the right at the gate of heaven, that's good.
有一般神的儿女是甘愿做小孩子的。
Group they just want to be children.
还有一小孩子。
The other group
是自以为已经长大了。
They think they have grown.
他们所想的就是坐在左边，坐在右边。
All they can think of is they want to sit on the left.
他们所想的就是能够去责备别人。
All they want to rebuke others.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在圣经里面，在哥林多的教会的弟兄姊妹，他们就是这样的一般人。
All the brothers and sisters at Church of Corinth, they are like that.
他们觉得他们口才都有了。
They are eloquent.
他们非常的会讲道
They can speak,
他们有全备的知识
They have full knowledge.
他们觉得说他们这个有什么样的道是他们没有听过的呢
What kind of message they have not heard?
有什么样的特会是我们没有参加过的呢
What kind of conference they have not attend?
我们已经可以做王了
We can be king.
但是我们读圣经圣灵说我们是做婴孩的
But the Holy Spirit tells us in the Bible that they are children.
他们自己感觉自己做王的。
But in their own feeling, they are.
弟兄姊妹，这一般的弟兄姊妹需要回转向小孩子的样式。
These group of brothers and sisters, they need to convert themselves.
否则的话，在生命上不可能长大。
Otherwise, their life will not grow.
加拉太的弟兄姊妹也是这样的一般弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters in the Church of Galatians, they are the same.
他们跟哥林多教会不一样。
They are different than the same thing.
他们为什么觉得自己是长大的呢
？Why do they think they are mature?
因为他们觉得他们非常守规矩。
Because they are law-abiding.
他们觉得凡是做一个基督徒应该有的行为，他们都有了。
They have the conduct of all as a Christian.
很可能他们这个主日是按时聚会的。
They will come on time to attend meeting.
星期五聚会是都来的。
Every Friday they will come.
那么甚至祷告会都来了。
Even meeting they will come.
那么还有许许多多外面很好的表现。
And they have a good.
他们觉得如果得到这些外表的表现。
If they perform well.
甚至他们都守了节期了。
And they keep the season.
守了月份了。
And all the months.
甚至连年份都守了。
And they observe the years.
弟兄姊妹，他们觉得他们是一般长大成熟的人。
And they think they are mature and grown.
但是圣经在这里告诉我们，他们中间还是彼此的相咬相吞。
But the Bible tells us they are still arguing.
他们还是做婴孩的。
They are still children. Like
他们为什么这样的感觉自己是做已经长大了呢
？Why do they think they have grown？
因为他们走错了道路。
They have gone astray.
他们不是让基督活。
They did not allow Christ
to live. 他们乃是靠着律法自己活。
They live by the law.
今天我蒙恩得救了。
Today I'm saved.
我求主给我恩典。
Well, I ask the Lord to give me
grace. 我照着圣经来活。
I live by the Bible.
定属灵。
I will be spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，保罗告诉。
Paul tells him,
你们从是做奴仆的。
You were enslaved.
你们现在还是做奴仆。
Now you are still enslaved.
从前你为那是给那些不成为神的，是那些比如说是世界呀、啊、情欲呀、啊、肉体啊来做奴仆的。
You are enslaved by the world and the lust.
现在你们是做律法的奴仆。
But today you are the
实际上还是做罪的奴仆，还是做肉体的奴仆。
Slave of lust.
所以你们还是做奴仆的。
You are still slaves.
使徒保罗告诉他们说，你们这样的追求走错了道路。
You have gone astray.Pursuing others.
你们这样的追求是枉然的。
You are pursuing in vain.
你们是白白受苦了。
You are suffering in vain.
你们是从基督的恩典里坠落了。
You have fallen from the grace of God.
你们走的这条路是被咒诅的。
The way that you walk on is condemned.
这些加拉太的弟兄姊妹觉得自己是这样长大成熟的一般人。
The brothers and sisters think that they are mature and grown.
我这样一讲，他们就成为保罗的仇敌。
But when Paul tells them this, they are enemies.
并且他们爱保罗爱到一个地步，是自己的眼睛弯出来给他都愿意的。
Before they loved Paul so much that they are willing to pluck out.
现在他们觉得保罗是他们的仇敌。
But now they think Paul is.
我们这样的努力，这样的辛辛苦苦的追求，他一句话就把我们说成是，甚至是被咒诅的。
We are striving so hard that he said that we are condemned.
弟兄姊妹。每一个真实侍奉主的神的仆人
Those who, the servants that serve the Lord truly,
他们总是在真理这件事上是不能够让步的
They will not yield in the truth.
连一刻的功夫都不能容让的
They will not yield even one minute.
因为那不是真理
Because that is not truth.
那不是福音
That is not gospel.
那不过是有人搅扰你们
That someone is
让你们从基督的面前离开了
去
从所谓其他的福音那是被咒诅的福音不是我们今天我们的旧人里面照着圣经来活
弟
兄姊妹福音是基督在我们里面活福音是现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
Gospel is that today I don't live, but Christ lives within me.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说，让神的儿女能够走上这条生命的道路，实在说来是何等的艰难呐！
It's so difficult for the children of God to walk on this way of
life. 甚至要被人弃绝的。
They need to be forsaken by others.
带领人得救，好像生产之苦一样。
To lead one to be saved is like giving child.
但是鼓励神儿女能够走上生命的道路。好像再受生产之苦。
To encourage the saints is just the same as giving the birth again.
弟兄姊妹，这个宗教的世界，这个宗教，这些宗教的观念，牢牢地捆绑着人的心思。
In the religion concept, the mind are captured by that.
有人把真理说给我们听，我们就以他为仇敌。
When someone tells us the
如果人家说我们是属灵的，我们都很高兴。
We are happy when people tell us we are spiritual.
如果有人把真理的光告诉我们
，If someone tells us the light of truth,
这不是福音。
That is not gospel.
这不是正确的道路。
That is not the right way.
我们有的时候像加拉太人一样，甚至与使徒保罗为仇为敌。
We are just like the brothers and sisters; they are against the Paul.
所以使徒保罗说：“我为你们再受生产之苦。”
So Paul tells him, "I am labor again."
他是神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
他要把真理仍然存留在神的百姓中间。
He will place the truth among the saints.
他不顾自己的脸面。
He will not save
也不顾自己的性命
nor his life.
他也不看为宝贵
He will not see his precious.
他只愿主耶稣的恩典常常与神的儿女同在
He just wants the grace of God be with the saints.
所以我相信他在那里为他们受这个再受生之苦的那个有那个再受生产之苦的祷
When he prayed just like he is labor again.
不仅我相信他在那里为他们迫切的祷告祈求
I think that he's praying earnestly for them.
在这段圣经里，他更 把那一条追求生命长大的路指示给神的儿女。
He will show them what is the way to pursue the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命怎么样能够长大呢
？How can our life to be mature?
既然不是照着圣经的规条，这一条条的去做，在那长大。
We don't do according to the Bible.
那到底怎么样长大呢
？How do we grow?
这里面哈，我们看见在第十二节后面这一段。
In verse 12,
这里面讲到加拉太人，他们开始接待保罗的光景。
But this talk about how they treat Paul when they
在那个时候，他们实在是活在信心的里面。
At that time, they live in faith.
他们看使徒保罗不是一个瞎眼的一个人。
They did not see Paul as blind.
不是一个病歪歪的一个人。
They did not see Paul with
illness. 他看他是神的使者。
He see Paul as servant.
看他好像基督耶稣。
See them him as Christ.
他们在信心的里面是神借着这个器皿。把这个荣耀的福音传给他们。
In faith, they say that God has given them the gospel through this vessel.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们追求生命长大的头一个秘诀。
This is our first secret to pursue.
就是我们要学习一直活在信心的里面。
We need to live in faith.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
如今我们活着是因信神的儿子而活。
Today we live because we live believe in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，信心是圣灵的大能在我们里面做奇妙的工作。
Faith is the power of Holy Spirit working.
让我们的生命可以长大。
So our life will grow.
那你问说，到底什么是信心呢
？What is faith?
怎样的信心能够让我们生命长大呢
？What kind of faith that we our life can grow?
信心就是你认识你所信的是谁。
Faith is to know whom you believe.
你知道你所信的是谁
？You know believe.
弟兄姊妹。我们当然在道理上我们都知道我们所信的是谁。
Of course, in theory that we know.
多时候在我们经历里面我们不晓得。
But in our experience,
在信心里面我们不晓得。
In faith, we don't know.
感谢主，主常常就兴起一些环境来。
Thank the Lord that he raised up a condition for us.
把我们逼到了这个绝境。
Push us to the corner.
让我们在信心里面真的知道他是谁。
So truly in faith that we know who he is.
这一次我们这个回国。
When we go back to China,
我真的感谢主，有很多弟兄姊妹为我们祷告。
I thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters pray for us.
我们真的是被逼到了绝境。
We were pushed to the corner.
这个一清早起来，我们的弟兄三点多钟就把我们送到了这个飞机场。
Early in the morning, 3 o'clock, that our brother took us to the airport.
我们想说三点多钟就到了，万无一失啊。
There's nothing could go wrong when we got there at 3.
这个连机场里面那个工作人员还没来呢。
Even the worker at the airport has arrived.
所以我们是第一个到的。
So we were the one that got there.
绝对没有问题。
There won't be any trouble.
但是等到这个机场人员来的时候
，When the workers came,
查这个机票，然后还有查护照。
They checked the passport and the tickets.
他说我们缺少一个护照。
You're missing one passport.
他说我太太没有护照。
My wife don't have a passport.
我说有。
Yes, she does.
我们有一个中国办的一个旅行证。
We have a visa.
这个
traveling
travel document.
Travel document.
那么这个我问这个领馆的人说，这个是不是就是护照？可以用护照当成护照用
？So I asked the consulate, can we use this?
那么领馆的人说，绝对可以。
The consulate people tells me yes.
我就被骗了。
So I was cheated.
所以我走的时候就没有把我太太的台湾护照带上。
I did not bring my wife's Taiwan passport.
那一个旅行证是在中国境内好使的。
The traveling document is only for
美国不好使的。
Could not use it in America.
美国人不认的。
America would not recognize that.
我一算时间呢。
I calculated.
我就是坐 taxi 回我的家。
If I return home with a
45分钟。
45 minutes.
刚才再45分钟。
And takes 45 minutes to come back.
飞机的时间就过了。
Then I pass my plane.
怎么办
？What can I do?
小孩都快哭出来了。
The children almost cried.
小孩说：“妈妈不能去啊。
”Mom cannot go.
我们也不想去了。
We don't want to go.
然后太太就说：“好好祷告吧。”
Pray, my wife said.
我真是后悔啊！
I、
都是我的错。
It's my fault.
我也不能赖领馆。
I cannot blame the consulate.
是我的错。
It's my fault.
我们到主面前就祷告。
So we pray before the Lord.
那我们祷告完了。
After we pray.
就来了一个很凶很凶的一个人。
There's a mean person came.
那是一个中国的一个中国人，他是在里面的这个航空的这个服务人员。
He's a Chinese person that serves in the airline.
他来了就把我们，真是这个可以说是这个这个批评了一顿。
He criticized us so much.
然后呢，那里一直的劝那一个美国人，让我们能够过去。
He was a person to American.
出来的时候我就知道主答应我的祷告。
When he showed up, I know the Lord has answered my prayer.
这个凶凶的人一定能让我们走。
Even though he is mean, that we can go.
然后你知道我的太太就没有护照就被放过去了。
So my wife passed without a passport.
但是当虽然他把我们放过去了。
Even though he let us pass.
他警告我。
He warned me.
到了纽约还一站。
When you get to New York, there's another station.
因为我们这是要到纽约转机的。
Because we need to change plane at New York.
那么我们就不管如何，我们先到纽约再说，至少近了一点嘛。
No matter what, we'll get closer.
所以我们就凭着信心，我们就上了飞机，我们到了纽约了。
By faith, we got on the plane and got to New York.
真是这个果不其然的，到了纽约就开始报告，那个喇叭就开始响了。
Of course, the speaker was saying.
哪一个去中国的必须重新把护照都拿出来。
All those who want to go China needs to take out their passports.
哎呀，我说这回完了。
And then, oh.
我这回怎么办
？What can I do?
然后我们就跟太太，我们跟孩子，我们说我们先祷告一下。
And then we told wife and children,
这一关一定要过。
We have to pass.
我说你们不能不祷告，不祷告妈妈就不能去了。
If you don't pray, then mom cannot go.
然后我们就一起祷告。
Then we pray together.
然后呢，我说那好不好？我们三个先过，然后我跟太太说你后面跟着过。
Then I said, let us three pass first, and then my wife will pass last.
我太太说不可以。
Then they said no.
最好是我们四个 travel document 就是四张这个证件放在一起。
They say it's better for four of you to have the same.Pass with the same document.
那么我们就把这四个这个文件就递上去了。
So we placed the four documents to them.
开始几个他都很高兴啊，因为那都是美国护照，所以看着都很高兴，没有问题，没有问题，没有问题，都让我们过了。
Because all the first three are passport from.
那么最后一个，他说他不认识这个东西。
Then the last one, he said that he didn't recognize this.
他说这是什么东西
？What is this?
我就跟他解释。他说没有护照绝对不可以离开美国。
Without passport, you cannot leave America.
这是个中国人。
This is a Chinese guy.
他会中文。
He knows Chinese.
他会英文，所以他用英文讲一遍，用中文讲一遍。
he explained it to me in Chinese and English.
铁板钉钉了，不可以走。
That's for sure. You cannot leave.
哎，我说这个不行啊！我说我们四个人一定要走的。
We have to leave as a group of four.
然后那个时候，感谢主啊，有一个美国人过来了。
Thank the Lord, this American came.
他问什么事情？
He asked what happened.
然后他就把这四张这个证件就拿去了。
He took away the four documents.
然后他就打电话。
He called.
那么电话里面他们就讲了很久。
They spoke long on the phone.
最后一个问题。
The last question.
我听见了。
I heard.
他说这个那个说他们是几个人。
How many people are there?
说四个。
Four.
让他们去吧。
Let them pass.
所以我太太没有护照就出国了。
So my wife left the country without a passport.
你知道很多的时候我们觉着哈，我们自己可以把握一切的事情。
Many times that we think that we can control everything.
我去机场的时候我就十足的把握。
When I went to the airport, I have assurance.
我觉着神借着这一次我自己的一个失误，让我真的知道到底谁在掌握我们的命运。
Through this mistake I made, the Lord let me know who is controlling my fortune.
不要觉得是人在那里管我们。
Don't think that man is controlling.
不要觉得是政府管我们。
Nor the government.
不要觉得都是环境的限制。
Or the limitations.
我们的神在一切的事上作王掌权。
Our God is reigning in all situations.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候在头脑里都知道这些的道理。
We know all the truth in our head.
要不是神兴起许多的环境，很多的时候我们的信心里我们不知道。
If God did not raise any situation, we would not recognize.
所以你看见我们的生命就一直停留在婴孩的阶段。
Our life would stay as a babe.
我们在神的面前常常生命是落在那种痛苦的软弱和捆绑的当中。
Our life will be in bondage and suffering.
弟兄姊妹， 活在信心的里面。
In faith, brothers.
可能你今天遇到的环境是别人没有的。
Maybe you don't have this.
可能你觉得你在神的面前，你在你的环境里，你觉得你都没有盼望了。
You lost hope in your situation.
别人跟你说的绝对不可以的。
No one tells you that you could.
所有人都说是不可以的。
Everyone say you cannot.
政府规定是不可以的。
Government has said that you cannot.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们要经历我们的神。
We need to experience our God.
我们要在信心里面来看见我们的神是怎样的一位。
In faith, we need to see who our God is.
这是我们生命长大的头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
不要只在头脑里面知道。
Do not just know in your head.
我们求神让我们在信心里面有真实的知道。
We ask the Lord to let us know in our faith.
我们这个这段圣经哈，这个不仅给我们看见这个头一个秘诀。
We not only see the first secret.
二十一节到末了这一段。
Verse 21 to the last.
这一段呢讲的内容很多。
There's many content
here. 有的时候，如果你圣经不熟的时候，有时候有点。
If you're not familiar with the Bible, you.
那么我们简单的。
Let's simply say.
这一段圣经告诉我们，在一个信主的人里面有两个生命。
There's in a believer, there's two lives.
一个是以实玛利的生命。
There's a life of Ishmael.
这个生命是常常照着律法的这个原则去生活的。
This life will live according to law.
那么还有一个生命是以撒的生命。
There's another life of Isaac.
这个生命是照着恩典的原则在生活的。
This life live according to grace.
这里面告诉我们，这两个生命在我们一个信主人的里面。
There's two lives in a believer.
所以有的时候，有的不信的朋友问我们说，为什么有的基督徒还会那么软弱？
Sometimes unbeliever asks us why the believer will still be weak.
因为那个以实玛利的生命在他里面，在那里作王。
Because the life of Ishmael is reigning in their life.
但是他如果真的是蒙恩得救的神的儿女
，If he is a truly believer saved by grace,
他有以撒的生命。
He has the life of Isaac.
他里面生儿子的生命。
He has the life of.
如果他顺服这个生命。
If he obeyed this life,
你发现他活出来的就不一样。
Then he will live a different life.
所以一个信主的人，他里面有两个生命。
A believer has two lives.
不要以为我们信主了以后，我们就全然成圣了。
Don't think that after you believe that you are saved.
在地位上，我们确确实实是全然成圣了。
In position, we are.
但是在经历的里面，你发现这以实玛利的生命常常在我们里面来欺负我们。
They experience the life of Ishmael still.
就好像这里所说的那个按那个这个律法所生的，常常逼迫那个按照圣灵生的。
It's just like the one that's born from the law is still pursuing the.
弟兄姊妹，我们说我们追求生命的长大。
When we pursue the life of
Israel, 不是追求以实玛利的生命长大。
We don't pursue the life of Israel.
我们乃追求以撒的生命长大。
We pursue the life of
Israel. 是让这个神儿子的生命、属灵的生命长大。
To allow the spiritual grow.
可是你知道，当这个属灵的生命长大的时候
，When the spiritual life grows,
你觉着这个以实玛利的生命长不长啊
？Do you think the life of Ishmael will grow?
这个生命也长。
This life will grow too.
所以这里面就看见说，这一个属肉体的常常来逼迫这个属灵的。
This that belongs to the flesh will.
所以这一个以实玛利只要他在那里，这一个属灵的生命就一直的长不好。
This life of Ishmael is will not allow the spiritual life to grow well.
不仅长不好，而且有的时候甚至还限制他。
Even limit.
所以你看见这里面就告诉我们说，要把这个使女和使女的儿子怎么样赶出去。
You need to cast out the bondwoman and her son.
所以要把我们的肉体邪情私欲统统的赶出去。
We need to cast out our flesh and lust.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有赶过？你有没有把你的肉体和邪情私欲赶出去过
？Have you cast out your flesh and lust?
有没有赶出去过
？Have you tried that?
弟兄姊妹，有的人以为我们可以把他们赶出去。
Many think could.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说的都是比方。
All these are figurative.
把使女和她的儿子赶出去。你赶不出去的。
There's no way that you can cast out the bondwoman.
没错，以实玛利和他的母亲真的夏甲真的赶出去了。
It's true that Hagar and Ishmael got cast out.
但是在我们里面的肉体赶不出去的。
But in our flesh, we could not do that.
弟兄姊妹，你要永远记住，这个肉体一直到见主面的时候，它一直在你里面。
You have to remember this flesh will be in you.
你要想把你的肉体赶出去，那是你是。 一厢情愿呢。
If you want to cast out, that's what you think only.
他不仅不出去，而且他越过越强的。
It will even get grow stronger.
他一直在逼迫那个属灵的生命。
It's persecuting the spiritual life.
那什么叫做把使女和他的儿子赶出去呢
？What does it mean to cast out the bound
woman? 把使女和他的儿子赶出去，就是指的十字架说的。
This means the weight of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天依然是。相信了主耶稣基督
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们就和他的死连
We are united with his
我们的救人就已经和他同钉十字架
Our old self is crucified with him
你有没有看见在我们里面的使女和他的儿子已经钉十字架
Do you see the bondwoman and her son in us?
这叫做把使女和他的儿子赶出去
This means to cast out the
bondwoman 就是我们今天支取
We place the lesson to the death.
因为这件事情主在十字架上已经成功了。
Because the Lord has accomplished this on the cross.
我们求神圣灵来开启我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to
open us. 让我们真的看见我们是与他同死了。
To see that we are
这就把使女和他的儿子赶出去。
This means to cast out the bond woman and her son.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
是不是这样的消极的这样把你这个的肉体摆在此地我们的生长大呢
Just to place our lust that will allow our growth
看你这里还有个以撒的生命他要长
You see the life of Isaac will grow
以撒的生命长大有个秘诀
There's a secret to its growth
以撒的一生都是顺服的一生
Isaac obeys in all his life
因为神儿子的灵在我们得救的时候就进入到我们的里面
The spirit of his son entering into us.
在第六节特别告诉我们
In verse 6, he tells us.
当这个灵进到我们里面的时候
When this spirit came into us.
他在我们里面呼叫阿爸父
This spirit cries out, Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹，这一个称呼
This call.
在整本圣经里是非常特别的称呼
It's a very special.
我们有首诗歌叫阿爸父
We have a
但那里的感觉跟这里边完全不一样。
It's very different.
我们如果读圣经的话
，When we read the Bible，
全本圣经里面基本上严格的说来，只有两处说到“阿爸父”这个词。
There's only four places we can see this word.
一个是有三次，但有两次的意义是完全一样的。
There's three times mentioned this, but only two.
罗马书第八章那里说到一次。
Roman chapter 8 is
那里说的跟这里说的一模一样，就神儿子的灵进到我们里面，让我们呼叫阿爸父。
The spirit of His Son entering into us that we cry Abba Father.
那到底阿爸父这个称呼是什么意思
？What does this mean to call Abba Father？
那么还有一次
，There's another one.
是在马可福音十五章。
In Matthew chapter 15.
那里面讲到克西马尼园，我们的主在父面前的祷告。
In the Garden of
他说：“若是主的这个，如果可以的话，求父把这个杯能够挪去。”
He asked the father to remove the cup.
但是他说：“阿爸父啊。”
He said, "Abba, Father."
不要照着我的意思。
Do not do according to my will.
乃是照着你的意思。
But according to yours.
因为圣经里面“阿爸父”这个词是特别的一个词。
This is very special.
这个称是特别的称呼。
This is a very special calling.
这是神儿子顺服的生命。
This is the obedient life of the son.
什么叫做阿爸父呢
？What does it mean to call
him Abba? 这是儿子称呼父亲最亲密的称呼。
This is the dearest calling up from a son.
这是儿子在父亲所摆设、所量给的环境里面完全的信靠父神。
He trusted his father totally.
父亲一点错都没有。
The father has no wrong.
父亲满了智慧。
He's full of wisdom.
父亲跟我的关系是这样的近。
He is so close to me.
父亲是这样的爱我。
The father loves me.
所以才把这个环境量给我。
That's why he placed me in this surrounding.
阿爸父的意思不仅仅是接受父亲所量给我的环境。
Abba father doesn't really
Not only,
not only to enclose,
乃是在神在父的面前谢父亲
but to thank the father.
幸亏父亲你环境量给我
thank the father to give him
在父亲的面前不仅接受这个环境
not only I accepted this condition,
而且为这个环境在父亲面前献上感恩
I also thank him for this surrounding.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们让这个灵在我们里面，在那里呼叫阿爸父的时候
？Whenever we allow the Spirit to call Abba Father，
你发现我们在神的面前，我们整个的属灵生命就被转了。
You see, our spiritual life had been turned。
很多的时候，我们服不下来。
Many times we will not obey。
就算服下来，我们对这样的环境、对这样的人事物，我们不能够感恩。
Even we obey, we still cannot give thanks to all the surrounding.
很多的时候，我们不能够感恩。
We cannot give thanks.
我们觉得这个环境如果量给我，父亲绝对不够爱我。
If I'm in this situation given by the Father, that means he does not love.
父亲在这件事上可能有点失误。
Then he mistake.
好像父亲的这样不智慧。
He does not have enough wisdom.
哦，弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们在主的面前祷告
？When we pray before him.
不仅勉勉强强地接受了这个环境。
We accept this surrounding.
有的时候，反正这个环境也改变不了。
Even this surrounding,
反正这个人是永远不会改变的。
This person will not change.
我只好接受了。
I just have to accept it.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是仅仅就是这个勉强接受的话
，you accepted it forcefully.
你发现这个灵在你里面叫不出来的。
You cannot allow this spirit to cry.
你不能叫阿爸父。
You cannot cry out.
你最多能叫父已经很好了。
The best you can do is call him father.
你觉得父亲跟你不够亲密。
You see, the father is not so close
to you. 父亲不够爱你。
He does not love you.
父亲不够了解你的那个内心的那个痛苦。
He does not understand your pain inside.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们在父亲的面前都为我们的环境感谢他
？Whenever we can give thanks to the.
你的生命长大。
Then your life has grown.
有一位非常认识主的弟兄。
There's a brother that knows the Lord well.
他这样告诉我们。
He told us.
痛苦临到的时候
When the suffering came,
我们如果在神的面前不为这个痛苦献上感恩的话
If we do not give thanks for this suffering,
反而去拒绝或者盼望这个痛苦快快过去的话
If we refuse or hope this suffering will pass soon,
我们的痛苦是加倍的
Then our suffering will double.
痛苦加倍的忍受了
Our pain is bear double.
但是这个痛苦所要带给我们成就的神的目的却成就的非常的少
The purpose that's brought by this pain is achieved very little.
父亲人的每一个痛苦难处你所不喜欢的人物临到我们
The pain and suffering allowed from the Father
是要成就父亲的目的
is to achieve his goal.
如果我们不顺着神儿子的灵在那里呼叫阿爸父的
if we do not allow the spirit to call Abba Father,
我们的痛苦是双倍的在那里忍受
our pain is bared.
但是这一个环境所要成就的目的非常的少
but this purpose achieved is very little.
你看许多神的儿女活在痛苦里面。
You see many children of God suffer.
有的神的儿女长期的生活在痛苦里面。
Many children of God, they live in pain.
甚至多少年都在痛苦的当中。
Even many years they are suffer.
你就发现非常的稀奇。
You see very different.
按理说他的生命应该是非常老练、非常成熟的。
You see, their life should be mature.
但因着他里面常常弃绝这一个痛苦
Because abandon this
他里面常常盼望这个快快的过去
They hope this suffering will pass
多少年过去了神的目的在他身上成就的非常的少
Many years have gone that the purpose of God has not achieved
弟兄姊妹你真的愿意痛苦是双倍的忍受而目的却成就的很少吗
Do you want to bear the double pain yet the goal be achieved very little.
今天我们既然都是神的儿女
Today we are all children of God.
神就差遣了他儿子的灵已经进到了我们的里面
God has sent forth his spirit of his
son into our heart. 如果我们在这些环境中祷告的时候
If we are praying in this surrounding,
弟兄姊妹你试试看
Try it.
让这个灵带着你来祷告。
Allow the Spirit to lead you in prayer.
阿爸父。
Abba Father.
你的美意本是如此。
Your will be done.
那是你的美意。
That is your wonderful will.
Good will. 是你的美意。
Is your good will.
是你善良纯可喜悦的美意。
Is your good pleasing will.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的目的要在你身上成就。
Then you see the purpose of God will be achieving.
你就发现每一个环境所带给你的目的都成就了。
All the surrounding had brought.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命长大的秘诀。
This is the secret to have the life grow.
我觉得神不偏待人。
I see the God will not.
神从来都不偏待人。没有一个人是没有难处的。
No one can escape from.
没有一个人这一生都是顺利的。
No one has a smooth life.
弟兄姊妹，神在他的主宰的权柄里所量给我们的难处。
From the God has governed all the suffering days.
你要不要顺着神儿子的灵去祷告呢
？Do you pray following the spirit of His Son?
还是照着你从前的观念，一直的拒绝，一直在那里抵挡呢
？If you or you want against the will of God.
愿神的目的成就在我们的身上。
May His purpose be achieving us.
愿我们能够得着儿子的名分。
May we have see the sonship.
弟兄姊妹，这是这福音的目的。
This is the purpose of God.
这是父亲我们每一个人的美意。
This is the will of God to all of us.
弟兄姊妹，生命长大的秘诀非常的简单。
The secret of our life to grow is very
simple. 在信心里面，我们来认识到底他是怎样的一位。
In faith, we know whom He is.
我们让神儿子的灵带着我们在父的面前祷告。
And allow the Spirit to lead us in prayer before God.
阿爸父。
Abba Father.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
你的旨意是美意。
Your will is good will.
是善良、纯全、可喜悦的美意。
Is good and pleasing will.
我不仅顺服
I will obey,
而且感恩
and give you thanks,
而且赞美
and praise you.
让你的目的能够成就在我的身上
May your will be done on me.
弟兄姊妹愿主借着这些话来提醒我们
May the Lord remind us through these words.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you.
因为今天我们因信接受这个福音我们都是神的儿子了
Today, by faith, we accepted the gospel of children of God.
荣耀的救恩
A glorious gospel.
所以今天我们愿意体贴父的心意
We want to be mindful of your will.
让父的旨意都能成就在我们的身上
May your will be done in us.
父啊，你的每一个目的都成就在我们的身上
All your goals be achieving us.
我们愿在你面前说阿爸父啊
We want to say Abba Father.
阿爸父啊
Abba Father
让你的旨意行在我身上如同行在天上一样
May your be done in us just as in heaven
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer Lord
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray Amen